Sean and I don't begin the Roji Biv diet with any specific intention in mind. I even hesitate to call it a diet, because I think the word implies weight loss or some kind of interest in nutrition. This diet, in which we will spend a week consuming only one color of food each day, this is not a diet at all. This is art. 1 week, 7 days, 1 day for each color of the rainbow. Our first day would be red, our second, orange, then yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet, Roji Biv. Like any diet, ours would be limiting, but instead of cutting carbs or gluten, we'd cut color. Not this week would we feast on the diversity of hues found in most meals, the reds with the greens, the delicious rainbow. No, this week would be all about austerity, the monochrome. We're not sure what we hope to discover, if we hope to discover anything at all.
I'm slicing up some red peppers, because today's Red Day.
Sean and I are in my kitchen in Brooklyn. It's a Thursday afternoon. Red lunch.
Right now I'm making a salad with peppers, pear, radish, and pomegranate, which is, you know, I'm no chef. That's kind of a dicey combination. I don't know how it's going to taste.
I heat up a can of Campbell's tomato soup, and we go over some ground rules. First and foremost, to the best of our ability, we'll eat only naturally colored foods. Red peppers, in. Spicy Cheetos, out. Beverages, alcohol included, are not to be exempted from the color challenge.
I have a box of white wine at home. I guess I can only drink that on yellow day.
The only liquids that are exempt are water, clear, and coffee, black. Two things that we decide are necessary to sustain life. We debate what to do when a food's skin is one color and its flesh another.
As I cut up this pear, I'm feeling conflicted because the red has been relegated to a ring around the edge, and it's clearly 98% white.
We ultimately agree that foods with red skins will count as red as long as their inside is white.
White is all the colors, right?
It is all of the colors.
We will make no other exceptions.
All right, let's put this in some bowls.
Yeah.
Bowls and plates.
Soup and salad.
Mmm.
Is it weird?
That's good. It actually tastes red.
Well, it should.
It's got a red flavor to it.
You'll never, ever have a salad that's more red.
Orange Day is like a feast. It's like Thanksgiving Redux. We make mountains of squash and yams. We make Kraft macaroni and cheese, which is, ostensibly, both yellow and non-natural. Really, is there anything less natural than that packet of powdered cheese? This is, perhaps, the first fissure in our diet's solid bedrock. This is the fourth banana I've had today. On yellow day, I don't have time to cook before work. I pack myself potato bread and mustard sandwiches and cut the crust off. Sean and I text each other photos of all of our meals. His photos are usually of some kind of dried fruit. Mine are usually of potato chips or candy. Today, he sends a photo of dried pineapple rings, like tiny golden buoys. Green Day. Sweet Green Day. I eat kale. I eat broccoli. I eat Brussels sprouts and arugula. I swear I can feel these foods reviving me, lifting me from the depths of banana and cheese despair. But no holiday lasts forever.
So what do we have here, Sean?
Blueberries. Burnt blue potatoes. And tons of blue chips. And also a couple pieces of blueberry licorice that are pretty much purple.
Did you ever stop and consider the fact that there are almost no naturally blue foods? Even blueberries aren't really that blue. They're kind of purple.
Why are there no blue foods in nature?
I don't know. I mean, think about the things in nature that are blue. Fungus. Poison.
That's it.
What else? There's not much.
Sean and I text each other photos of blueberries. Dried blueberries. Ripe blueberries. Blueberry fruit leather.
I can't decide which of the blue, indigo, or violet days was the worst, because they were all really similar. Indigo is a terrible day. There doesn't need to be an indigo. Blue and purple are bad enough.
I begin to wonder if we're just not trying hard enough. Surely there are blue foods, purple foods, delicious ones, nutritious ones. My roommate Miranda enlightens me to the existence of a purple yam called ube.
You can make it into ice cream, you can buy it frozen, you can buy it in a powdered form.
I never even go and look for it. I eat more blueberries and whine about it. On my last day, Violet Day, I decide I'm going to get creative. I buy an enormous red cabbage and an eggplant, and I roast the eggplant with a bulb of garlic. Baba ganoush! I blend it in my roommate's Cuisinart. Because it looks brownish, I cut up some cabbage, toss it in, hit the pulse button. It turns a sickening shade of violet. It looks like flowers in a meadow. It looks like lavender soap. It does not look like food. Sean texts me a photo of two different kinds of yogurt. Purplish slop, he writes. We've become disillusioned. At 8 p.m., a mere 4 hours from the project's completion, Sean texts me that his faith was gone, that he'd eaten a bowl of multicolored chili. Stay strong in my wake, he writes.
Tell me about your fall from grace.
I don't want to speak about that. No, I caved right before the... Wait, I don't want to talk about that. I feel bad about that part of it.
You gotta talk about it. It's important. It's an important part of the story.
All right. So right at the end, right before the finish line, just a couple hours, the night before it was to be over, I was already planning on gorging myself on multicolored food right after midnight. And I wasn't thinking that at the beginning. You know, orange, red, green, yellow days were bliss. On the night of Violet Day, I consumed a multicolored dinner a couple hours early and thus essentially lost. I guess you won.
It was not a competition.
I don't know why I'm thinking about it that way. I wasn't necessarily upset about it because I felt so much better immediately afterwards, and I guess maybe that was something of a lesson. This is not a healthy experiment. It wasn't a healthy week.
No, it certainly wasn't. But that was never the intention, was it? I do make it to midnight, at which point I eat a chocolate truffle, brown, then another one. The next morning, I wake up early to make pizza dough. On my pizza will be every color of the rainbow. Red sauce, orange pepper, yellow pepper, arugula, eggplant. No blueberries, though. I hope not to see another blueberry for a long, long time.